Hello, and welcome to Starcase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarK. Today we are going to meet Devorah. Devorah is researching hotels for her family vacation. But does she know that there are things that the kosher hotel consumer has to be aware of, especially if the hotel stay occurs over Shabbos or Yom Tov? Devorah, if you are looking into kosher hotels, do you know that if their advertisement merely says under kosher supervision, rather than naming a particular kashrus agency or rabbi, that you have some homework to do? Check into it with a reliable Orthodox rabbi or kashrus agency to make sure that its kosher certification is a reputable one. Even if you check into a kosher hotel that has a kitchenette in your room, you can't automatically assume that it is kosher. You may have to kosher it, since there is no guarantee that it was last used by someone kashrus observant, or someone on your particular level of kashrus observance. If you do not end up staying in a kosher hotel, then ready-made vacuum-packed foods are one solution to traveling kosher. However, if you need to use your hotel room's microwave, you must know how to kosher it properly. If you don't, this would be a question for you to ask a reliable Orthodox rabbi. There are hotels that offer frozen kosher meals. If you go this route, explain to the kitchen staff that the package must remain closed in its double wrapping while it is being reheated in their non-kosher oven. Once you have chosen your hotel, before you even get your foot in the door, literally, check out any potential electronic problems you may be up against if your vacation will take place over Shabbos or Yom Tov. Electronically open doorways in and out of the hotel, as well as within the hotel, are prohibited on Shabbos. Even when the doors are kept open, for example, by someone who has just walked through them, the electronic eye may flash as each person walks by. Hotel room doors that utilize electric pass keys are also problematic. In some hotels, by leaving the room, the guest automatically triggers the electronic monitor, which tells housekeeping that the room is empty and may be straightened out. The sensor may also turn off the heat or air conditioning when it detects an empty room and switch them on, as well as the lights, when the person returns. When you book your room, request a room on a low floor so you can avoid using the elevator on Shabbos or Yom Tov. An additional issue on Shabbos only would be carrying outside the hotel room. Consult your rabbi regarding this. Devorah, as you can see, determining your hotel's conditions ahead of time is a smart thing to do. Don't wait until the last minute to find out that your Shabbos may be compromised. Well, Devorah, you can now consider yourself StarK informed. If you want to learn more about kosher travel, visit the StarK website, www.star-k.org, and read the archived Kashrus Currents articles under the topic, Traveling the Globe. Have a wonderful kosher vacation. Until next time, take care.